The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, ARRAC, headquartered in Duluth, annually makes two awards, the George Morrison Artist Award to a practicing artist, and the Maddie Simons Arts Advocate Award. This year, Fond du Lac sculptor Jeff Savage and Grand Rapids Arts Advocate Kathy Dodge, full disclosure, my wife, Dodger, were presented with the 2016 ARRAC Awards at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids on Friday, June 3rd. Savage comes from a family of artists. His sister Wendy and I served on the ARRAC board 2 decades ago, and their focus is always Native Ojibwe traditions and media. And their work is, without exception, exceptional, though they would never make that claim themselves. I run the risk of boasting here, so I'll keep it short. But Dodger has been so active on the local and state arts scene for so long, she totally earned this award. That was the first stop on First Friday, Grand Rapids, which included visits to Frame Up, the various art spaces at Old Central School and McCrosty Art Center, 2 new shows at McCrosty, a terrific pottery exhibit, Playing with Fire, by 10 clay artists from this area and farther afield, too, and The Waiting Place by Minneapolis painter Roxanne Richards, a combination of abstract and figurative, exploring the consequences of being suddenly alone, the sorrow, the solitude. Take your time with this one. You won't be sorry. We wrapped up the night at the standing room only VFW, where Sam Miltich and his revolving cast of bandmates were on stage. Speaking of Sam Miltich and working backward here chronologically, Sam and a completely different musical crew were the house band, so to speak, at A Night to Hold the Hope, the Kiesler Center benefit fundraiser at Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids on May 26th, underscoring the impact of mental illness on communities like ours, everywhere, featuring the music of Thelonious Monk, one of the 20th century's iconic jazz innovators. Even Miles Davis couldn't keep up with him. And Thelonious Monk struggled all his adult life with mental illness. When you live where Bob Dylan came from, you are allowed zeal in all things Dylan, which certainly applies to the organizers of the week-long 10th annual Duluth Dylan Fest, coinciding this year with Dylan's 75th birthday. Film festival, trivia contest, art exhibits, singer-songwriter contest, the Blood on the Tracks train ride, music all over the place, and the annual Poets of the North Country poetry reading on May 25th. Readers that night included a number of poets we used on Northern Community Radio's The Beat: Ellie Schoenfeld, Jim Johnson, Gary Bolhauer, Don Dass, Julie Gard, Michelle Matthews, Liz Minette, and yours truly. Also my pal Barton Sutter, Duluth's first poet laureate, who told me years ago that he would record something for The Beat and never did. I confess I could not resist saying to Bart that night, "It's all over now, baby blue."